Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. We're broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. That's WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Time on deck is 8:04 a.m. It is 54 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny in San Diego, California. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. We talk a lot about NFL topics because this is a football talk show, but we cover all four major sports, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and NHL. We also cover NCAA men's and women's basketball, NCAA football, NCAA baseball, all that good stuff. If you'd like to call in and talk about what we're talking about and debate the host, call in to 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687 if you'd like to call in and debate the host or correct the host if you hear me making errors. We talk about all things sports related, camel racing, dog racing, horse racing, mud wrestling, pie eating contest, hot dog eating contest, whatever you want to call in and talk about that they show on the monitor is a sport, you can call in and talk about it. If I don't know about it, you can teach me about it. If you don't know nothing about what we're talking about, we can teach you about what we're talking about. With that being said, let's get off into it. War Room is our topic today. War Room. Why am I still on the draft board day two? This event will allow street free agents that receive draft invitations for the 2023 XFL draft pools to express their emotions in a 15-minute interview regarding the way to be drafted. It will allow them to consider if their invitation was legit or a fraud, allows them to express why they should already be drafted, allows them to express the joy of being drafted for a camp opportunity, and allows them to express why they should get a free agent camp contract to compete for an active roster spot. All right, so today's topic, War Room, why am I still on the draft board, day two. This is a special event celebrating the XFL draft, and this is XFL draft day two. XFL took a lot of players per grouping. They had their offensive skill set, took about 88 players. They had their defensive skill players, about 88 players. Their defensive front, 88 players. Their offensive front, about 60 or 70 players, somewhere up in there. About 73 players, I think, for the offensive line group, because they left a lot of spots open. They left about, I counted them yesterday, they left about 15 spots on the board. So I say 15 spots between eight teams. Let's just say most teams have two opportunities to pick two more players to fill out their roster today. And that way, that'll be that. So a lot of guys right now, they were looking at, okay, well, they're going to be doing open drafting on day two. Guys, you got to understand, the draft was yesterday for you guys. Today is for special teamers. Today they're drafting special team guys. That's what's on the board right now. They're drafting special team guys. I'm assuming it's going to kick off at about 8, between now and 8:30. The draft order, let me go through the draft order for everybody right now to make sure they got the draft order. Picking number one is going to be number one is going to be the Arlington Renegades. Number two is going to be the D.C. Defenders. Number three, St. Louis Battlehawks. Number four, the Vegas Vipers. Five, Houston Roughnecks. Six, Orlando Guardians. Seven, San Antonio Brahmas. Eight, Seattle Sea Dragons. And then in the second round, the Seattle Sea Dragons will kick it off. Then it'll be the San Antonio Brahmas, Orlando Guardians, Houston Roughnecks, Vegas Vipers, St. Louis Battlehawks, D.C. Defenders, Arlington Renegades. And so that's going to be how that goes. And then going into round three, it's going to be the Arlington Renegades again, D.C. Defenders, St. Louis Battlehawks, Vegas Vipers. Let's switch over to the next page. And finishing out on the third round, you have the Houston Roughnecks, Orlando Guardians, San Antonio Brahmas, and with the last pick, the Seattle Sea Dragons. So that's the first three rounds for the draft order, for the first three rounds of special team, specialist selections. And looks like there's going to be only three rounds of that, and then they'll go into the open draft pool. So about out of the 1,400 or so of you that'll be left on the draft board, they got about 15 spots. The way I counted it yesterday, 15 spots, because at first I counted 18. And they went on, pulled three more offensive linemen in. Certain teams pulled three more offensive linemen in. And I counted the last spot. So it was 18 minus three. So they left 15 spots. So you guys are going to have, 15 spots to clamor over amongst over 1,400 guys. Okay? A little over 1,400 guys the last I counted when I done the numbers. you'll have a, and if I'm wrong about that, you can call in and correct me. But let's just say between 1,300 and 1,400 guys, it doesn't matter. You got about 15 spots to kind of like clamor over, and hope and cross your fingers that they're going to pick you. Now, I believe that, you know, I'll put it like this here: the teams don't have to select anyone else. That's why I said yesterday was the draft. The draft is over. As far as like for drafting sake, it's over. Today it's an open draft, which is, I consider that like, yeah, you'll be drafted. It's almost like coming off the NFL draft board in the sixth round. Okay, anything after the fourth round, because rounds one through four, the money rounds, five, six, and all that, rounds five and six, those are your free agent rounds, if I'm correct. I know round six, you start hitting round six, that's your free agent, you know, this free agent rounds. You get a little bit of money to come on to the team, you know, and then that's that. So, it's still a draft. You're still getting drafted, but, I mean, today for you guys, if you're getting drafted on day two and you didn't get drafted on day one, I mean, yeah, you know, yeah, take it. Of course you'll take it. You know, I'll take it. I'll encourage you to take it. I mean, I'm still happy for you. But I'm just saying, think about it like this. If 1,300 guys out there, at least, I'm going to say 1,300 to 1,400, maybe a little bit more, the way I did my math, you're trying to bank on 15 spots. I mean, come on, guys. Let me stop. That makes no logical sense. Tune is elsewhere, like I'm trying to tell you. Just go ahead and get your IFL contract. Sign your IFL contract. If a USFL contract happens to come your way, sign it. Sign it. I got guys that got offered USFL contracts and didn't take them because they thought they were going to be drafted, and still holding out hope to be drafted today. That's a hard road. I know people that got offered USFL contracts that said, I'm going to hold off and see what's going to happen with the draft. But when I called to check up on the opportunity still to sign a USFL contract with my contacts, know what they told me? They told me it wasn't possible. The position, that particular position, was not open anymore. This is what I'm trying to tell you. When you guys listen to these agents, a lot of these agents that don't really know what the hell they're talking about. Get some sound management. Get you a sound agent that's logical, that's not thinking with their emotion, that's thinking logic. Get with a sound agent, a sound management team that's thinking logical. Like, look, get the guarantee. What's the guarantee right now? If the USFL said, hey, man, sign this contract until you go on come to camp with us. I mean, we only put in 50-something people. We only put in 50-some people in the NFL camps last year after our season ended. Why wouldn't you just go that route? Because the reality of it is this right here. We don't know what's going to happen with the XFL, just like we didn't know what was going to happen with the USFL last year. A lot of times these spring leagues, they fold. Money falls out. And I really feel confident that The Rock and Danny Garcia, because their reputation and everything like that, and plus they're dealing with I forgot the name of the sports funding source that they're using, Redbird Capital. Redbird Capital is known for, from my understanding, I was told by another source, they're known for putting money up for sports ventures and being very successful at doing it, and being very successful at and the sports franchises that they support have been very successful. So Redbird Capital backing The Rock and Danny Garcia and being the funding source for the XFL, it makes all the sense in the world. Now, I have not seen what TV outlets, what market they're going to be doing. Fox, or they're going to be doing NBC, ABC, ESPN. I don't know who their television partner is, but I'm pretty sure that they will have a TV partner. I'm pretty sure of it. I'm not certain, but I'm pretty sure of it, in my opinion. I'm pretty sure of it. I have faith in this XFL product, that they're going to have a major TV partner and they're going to rival the USFL. As you know, a lot of USFL players jumped ship yesterday to join the XFL draft. and in the XFL supplemental draft, just letting you street free agents know, that's not going to just be for you guys that's left in the draft pool that didn't get drafted. They're not going to be drafting people from that, out of that draft pool. You'll be available in case somebody go down in camp or somebody go down in the season. Yeah, they can reach back into that draft pool and bring you in for a workout. But at the same time, what you're competing against, the fact that the XFL is partnered with the IFL, Indoor Football League, where I have a whole lot of contacts and a lot of friends there to get you looked at and get you a contract. That's the minor league system. So they've made a partnership to, when they need a player, to go into the IFL's teams and bring people up. And when they cut a player, send them down to the IFL to keep developing so they can bring them back up. So all you guys that's in the draft pool that have not signed an IFL contract, or at least a CIFL contract, because it's the same style of football, Champions Indoor Football League, even though they're not partnered with the XFL like the IFL is, it's the same style of football, and I can take that tape and shop it to the IFL, because the CIFL, Champions Indoor Football League, their season stops, I think, maybe 2 or 3 weeks before the Indoor Football League season stops, so you'll still have a chance to get opportunity to go up there and maybe play two to three games with the IFL and before their season ends, and then can be invited back for a full season with the IFL for the next season and still be in position because the IFL and the XFL are partners. So, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you guys. I mean, a lot of you guys are sitting out there right now praying, been fasting, praying, holding on to your lucky rabbit's foot, your crab claw, whatever the case may be, wearing your lucky underwear, hoping that out of these 15 spots that are left after they, you know, select all their specialists, after these 15 spots that are left, or they're going to say, okay, well, we need so-and-so. They thinking about pulling you directly in. It's only on picture today, guys. I'm not trying to be funny or sarcastic. I'm just trying to show you reality. I wouldn't even be sitting back waiting on the opportunity to come from this today. I would be calling me or somebody like me, saying that, because you don't have to call me. I mean, I would like you to call me. I'm highly successful at what I do, and I can help you as long as you're willing to invest in yourself. But at the same time, you need to be calling me or someone like me who can get you a contract in a pro-developmental film league to keep you putting film down and to keep you in place for an opportunity in the IFL. Or if you can get directly in the IFL, that'd be even better. So I don't know what else to tell you guys. I mean, the thing about most athletes, because, you know, athletes are human beings, you know, and human beings, just like athletes are, well, human beings and athletes, you know, the same mentality, because all athletes are human. You understand what I'm saying? As a human being, we're always skeptical, number one. Always skeptical. Somebody could be telling you the straight, flat-out truth, putting testimonials, news articles about you. You know, like for me, if you ask me, hey, give me a testimonial, I can give you a testimonial. My guy has got a USFL contract at Jefe on Twitter right now, at J-E-F-E apostrophe. That's either at Jefe or Jefe, however he pronounces it. But that's Jeffy Jeckham, wide receiver, tight end, Army West Point. Athlete, Las Vegas Nighthawks in the IFL. They are set up. He got his USFL contract, going to camp in Memphis. He got his doggone IFL contract, you know, still with the Las Vegas Nighthawks, just in case he gets cut from USFL camp. You understand what I'm saying? He's also been to Hub Camp. Hub Camp is partner with the USFL. So he's still in their database. You see what I'm saying? He's covered on all sides. USFL partner with Hub Camp. Hub Camp is ran by Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee, and Jefe. at J-E-S-E apostrophe on Twitter. If you need a testimonial about my work, what I do, ask him about it. He put me in an article. Once he signed his USFL contract, I think the newspaper at West Point, the United States Military Academy at West Point, they done an article on Jeff. They done an article on him. And he put me in the in the article, and I really appreciated that. And then I also tweeted out, if you go through my Twitter post, my Twitter threads, I said, hey, I like it when it's time for my guys to shine, and they remember to mention me. A young man was asking me for a testimonial one day. Hey, man, you know, how do I know you do what you do? How do I trust you if I'm going to pay you $600? And at that time, I was only charging $100. How do I know I can trust you with my $100? We're talking about $100, people. I sent the guy the article, and I sent him about a couple of testimonials. I think I sent him Jeffy Jeckums. I sent Josh Jenkins' Twitter handle, and that is at JTwiceTwoNice, at JTwiceTwoNice for Josh Jenkins, also out of Army West Point, and he's a defensive back there, at JTwiceTwoNice. I sent him both of those guys, because these are my military guys. And I support military. I support my military veterans, and I support my military guys that attended the academies, like Navy, Army, Air Force. I support those guys in sports. So my whole thing is this young man asked me for testimonials, so he could feel comfortable about spending $100, get that, $100 with me. And I gave him the testimonials, and that still didn't make him pay the $100. All he said was, yeah, I'll definitely be getting back with you on this here. Me for all these testimonials and all this stuff to prove to you that you should pay me the $100, or prove to you that I deserve. I put it like that. He wanted me to prove to him that I deserved his $100. Okay. And after I proved that, you still didn't have the money. So that's why I try to stay away from too much of this, the waste of my time trying to do testimonials and do all that stuff. But that's just part of the business. You got to do it because, you know, people have the right to ask because they are spending their money. So I try to stay out of my own way. I try not to not be understanding why people are asking me for a testimonial. But it's like we're talking about $100, and you want me to basically give you a thesis, write a report on my life, for you to pay me $100. No, I'm not going to do that. It's almost like you want to run my credit. You want me to give you a resume for you to give me $100. I'm not doing all that. Not doing all that. Don't call me with a thousand questions like I said last time. Everybody by now know how my system works because I put enough stuff out on Twitter for you to know how my system works. Don't call me wanting help, but you call me with a thousand questions to justify you paying $600. Pay your money like everybody else that I'd have helped and get on. People paid me $600 with the Fan Control Football last year and made all with triple their money. Okay? People that paid me $100 or $600 and went down to anywhere from the CIFL to the doggone IFL and still made all their money back and some profit by the time they played three or four games. Get out of here. You gotta want to invest in yourself, people. Either that or sit back like you're doing this morning and stumble and stammer and clamor over doggone a couple spots. Because right now, about 1,300 to 1,400 of you guys or more are sitting out there right now, stumbling and bumbling and clamoring over, am I going to be one of those holdover spots? When I just told you, the rule is the teams don't even have to pick anybody else today. Who are they picking today? Specialists, kick returner, punt returner, long snappers. That's what they're picking today. Kick returners, punt returners, kickers, punters, long snappers. Those five positions. Return men and freaking the kicker himself, punters themselves, long snappers themselves. That's what they're picking today, those five positions, if I'm correct. If you'd like to call in to correct me on that, If anybody out there listening, the telephone number to call me and debate me about this issue is 515-602-9687. At the same time, for the rest of my global listening audience, my normal global listening audience, I'll do my best to try to rattle off some scores as they come up in between me talking about this XFL draft, try to hit some scores. All I'm doing today is scores. If you want to call in and talk about anything on the monitor, feel free to call in. I'll definitely try to get you in queue as long as I don't have any of my people on that actually paid for a 15-minute interview to come on the show. But currently I don't have anyone scheduled to come on and do a 15-minute interview for the War Room event. So you can call in if you want to talk about anything sports-related. Just call in to 515-602-9687, and then you can raise your hand in queue, and I'll come to you, and then we can talk about whatever you want to talk about while I'm talking about the XFL draft. What I'm exclusively talking about today, why nobody's on air with me, is the XFL draft and street free agency for pro developmental football leagues. That's what I'm talking about this morning because I want people to listen to this episode, get themselves educated, get themselves ready to do what they need to do. So, yeah, when it all comes down to it, I'm just trying to get guys to understand that it's more than one way to get to the National Football League, which should be all your goal. If your goal is just to make it to the USFL or the XFL, I really don't even want to do business with you. I'm looking for people trying to get to the NFL because that's what the bag is. Now, I might have to take the steps with you to get you to the IFL, get you to Hubcamp, to the USFL, get to the XFL, and so you can get looked at coming to an NFL camp. That's the whole goal, NFL camp. And then, you know, make a roster, make it through camp, and get on a roster so we can make a real bag. That's the goal. If you're not trying to get, because I'm trying to deal with the NFL. So if you're not trying to deal with the NFL, then we can't work together. I need people that's actually actively trying to get to the league. I need people that's trying to get to the league. So I don't know what else to tell you if you're not, but at the end of the day, you know, you want to try to stay away from punching clocks all your life because punching these clocks is not fun. And I'll be the first one to tell you I'm not a rich man. I still work for a living, but I run my business as well. I work hard in corporate America. And I also work hard in my sports management business and on my sports talk show, which is this one right here, Stokers and Beer Radio Show. For those of you just tuning in, this is the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferrand, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California. That's Chula Vista, California, WBEST, in sunny San Diego, California. Time on deck is 8:27. It is 54 degrees and sunny in San Diego. And you're listening to XFL Draft Day special titled War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? If you would like if you are a current street free agent holding a XFL draft pool invitation, go to my Twitter DMs or you can call me at 619-655-1581. Actually, you know what? That's my business line, but don't call me there. Call me on the show line if you would like to come on to the show and do a 15-minute interview. All I would need to see is your proof of your XFL draft pool invitation. And then you can pay the $100 for the register to get on the show. And to register to get on the show, it will be $100 via Cash App. Cash App, $FERAND1. That is $FERAND1 on Cash App. Or you can ask me for my PayPal QR code so you can scan it and pay me. And once I verify your payment, I'll bring you on this show during this special draft day event, give you a 15-minute interview on how you're feeling currently about not getting drafted yesterday. And more than likely, not being drafted today. And I just say more likely not being drafted today because there's not that many spots. Can it happen? Yes, because it happened for one of my guys last time the XFL was here. This is the day they picked him up, and they had about 20 spots available, and they picked him up. And he was able to come to camp. Another young man who had made his connections before the draft, they had already told him, just hit him up after the draft is over with, and they'll just bring him in out of the draft who is a free agent to come to camp. And that happened as well. And that can happen for some of you guys too. I'm not going to tell you it's going to happen for all, a whole lot of you, because you're talking about limited opportunities for 1,300 or 1,400 guys. Can the scenario I just gave you happen for some of y'all today? Sure. It could happen today for about definitely 15 of you guys, and however many more people that's in the draft pool that might have turned some heads in the workouts and kept up with these different teams, you might be getting a free agent contract call over the weekend. You never know. But last time I know the contracts are going to start going out more than likely probably about sometime in December, probably right before Christmas. Most guys will probably be getting their camp contracts. But I think that's the way it was last time. Between the week after Thanksgiving and going up to like the week of Christmas, I remember that my guy sent me his contract, and I was able to look at everything and see what was going on with how they was going to do the camp and everything like that. So yeah, just trying to basically tell you guys. How the process go, because I've already been through this draft process. I'm going to check my draft board to see if they made the first pick of the day. And again, this is the specialist groups. So we're just trying to see if they made their first pick. It's still saying resuming. So we'll resume shortly type of thing. So we're just still waiting for the first pick. Yesterday, they didn't start doing their draft picks until like 9 o'clock, So I'm expecting the same thing today. It's 8:32, and again, for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show's XFL Draft Day Special Event War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? We just get giving free agent athletes the opportunity to come on to the show and express how they feel and why they just waiting on in the draft. So that's what War Room is all about. We're allowing street free agent athletes with the current XFL draft pool invitation to come on the show in a 15-minute interview to express their raw emotions on how they feel about not getting drafted yesterday and how they feel about possibly not getting drafted today. If you did get drafted, you also can come on the show and talk about the joy of being drafted and going to XFL camp. Anyway, I'm going to segue into some fan-controlled football news. Today I just got some information from some people. I stay connected with all these leagues. Fan-controlled football season 3 recruitment. And I'll just read the note they sent to me. Season 3.0 of fan-controlled football is set to begin spring 2023, and we are actively recruiting players. More information can be found below and attached about upcoming trials and the league. What is FCF? If you haven't heard of us, fan-controlled football is a professional football league and is as it sounds, fan-controlled. Fans draft the players and call the plays. Yes, really. This is a real sports league. The real players controlled by real fans, and the teams are owned by celebrities like Marshawn Lynch, Quavo, D-Strong, Richard Sherman, Tiki, and Rondé Barber. All games will be played in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, in a state-of-the-art facility and where fans can interact with players, content, and team owners. What type of professional football players is FCF looking for? Exciting new tech-savvy professional football league seeking well-conditioned, multi-skilled players with high football IQs who are passionate about the game of football, veterans, undrafted rookies from Division I, II, and III, and NAIA, as well as international professionals. You may be a professional player not currently in the NFL, CFL, XFL, or a potential professional who has taken an unconventional path to playing professional football. Significant media exposure, as we currently enjoy media rights partnerships with Twitch, NBCLX, FuboTV, and DAZN internationally. We are also aggressively pursuing broader international distribution rights opportunities. Players that are interested in playing can register, and I have the registration link, and stand by. I had to scroll down. Sorry about that. Players that are interested in playing can register. I have the registration link if you want to contact me. And the tryout is going to be Sunday, December 11th in L.A., Sunday, January 8th in Atlanta, Saturday, January 28th in Orlando, and Saturday, February 25th in Houston. And they said, good luck in the remainder of the XFL draft today. Please do not hesitate to reach out with any questions and feel free to send any additional film my way. For more information, please contact my contact and everything like that and blah, blah, blah. This guy is a player personnel and operations coordinator for Fan Control Sports and Entertainment. So anyway, I got all the data they sent me this morning. If you want an opportunity to go and work out Sunday, December the 11th in Los Angeles, Sunday, January 8th in Atlanta, Saturday, January 28th in Orlando, and Saturday, February 25th in Houston. The way I like to work is I like to get all my guys' stuff and then send it ahead of time. And so when you get out there, you find the contact I put you with, if that's possible, find the contact that I put you with. Or if you can just find a contact and just, you know, make liaison and let them know to contact me. And so I can let them know that your film and everything is already in the system so they can look it up. And then, you know, that's the way I try to make it not just be a cattle call tryout. I try to make it a personal workout. That's how I do that. Instead of my guys going to do a cattle call tryout, I try to make it as much as I can a personal workout for you. So we have, so somebody can be keeping their eyes on you. So anyway, with that being said, again, Fan Control football tryouts are Sunday, December 11th, Los Angeles, Sunday, January 8th, Atlanta, Saturday, January 28th, Orlando, and Saturday, February 25th in Houston. And so they'll probably be bringing everybody in mid-March, their season, and that's for Fan Control football. But we'll get back to that. We'll get back to it and everything like that once before the show is out. I'll read all that information to you one more time before I close out the show. So those of you that actually want an opportunity can contact me and shake my hand and do business with me. I just want to encourage you guys that all hope is not lost because you didn't get drafted yesterday and that you're more than likely not going to get drafted today. And again, I say more than likely not because there's too many of y'all. It's going to be a certain amount of you guys. About 15 guys may still get an opportunity today. And then maybe I'm going to just say another 15 guys may get a phone call today. So I'm going to say about 30 of you guys are probably going to still be okay to go into camp. But I'm gonna just narrow it down to 30. I'm gonna just say 30, because they already said they're gonna bring 523 guys in on paper. You know, that's what they said they're bringing in 523, 528, something like that. So a couple of you guys, like I said, I'm gonna just say they may be, you know, taking an additional these last 15 spots that's on the board, because a lot of teams passed on offensive linemen. They didn't keep bringing offensive linemen in. They had enough. They said we're going to save, you know, everybody saved about one or two spots to bring in another key piece to fill out the roster. And then, you know, you guys are still in the draft pool, still up on the draft board, in the draft pool and everything like that. You know, some of y'all may get a couple calls over the weekend to basically come in as a free agent. So, I mean, I'm not saying all hope is lost on the draft process or the camp off, you know, camp contract offers. I'm not saying all hope is lost, but what I'm saying is it's too uncertain for you to sit back and do nothing. Because if you take my opportunity, whatever you spend with me, obviously if you go to the XFL or any of these teams, I've already told you how you're going to make your money back. If you go to the XFL, USFL, if you go to doggone drop down and go to IFL, CIFL, Fan Control, all these different leagues, I'm asking you for $600 to work with me. That's what it costs to work with me, $600. If you pay your $600, I already know you're going to make your money back. It's just you coming up with the initial investment or just going ahead on and doing the initial investment, which I already said for you guys. I'll let you put down three, and then I'm going to do minimal work for the first three, because until I get the other three in 30 days. I give you 30 days to do the other three and a five-day grace period. If I don't have it in 35 days, you're going to start over from scratch. You're going to start over from scratch. So, I'm still going to be stuck doing any work, because until I get $600 from you within that time frame, either you can pay it all the way down or you can pay it in one installment of 300, then another installment of 330 days plus a five-day grace period. After 35 days, you're starting over. And then I still haven't done much work. So that's why I'm encouraging you to just get all your money in. So it's best to really just come in with your whole $600. Come in with your whole $600 and let's go to work. But like I said, if you want to pay it in installments, just go ahead and in good faith let me know that you're trying to work with me. And then I'll poke around a little bit every 10 days or so, poke around a little bit and see what's out there for us. And then when you come in with your other money, we'll be that much closer to going ahead on securing the contract for you. But I'm not doing a whole lot for $300. I need my $600 to work with you. I've worked too hard to be trying to do all this work that I do for $300. I've been in the NFL front office twice advocating on athletes' behalf. I've done that. I've been invited to the NFL front office two times advocating on athletes' behalf. So you're talking to the right person. I got my certifications, which I had to pay money for with Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. If you don't know who Steinberg Sports and Entertainment is, they're the agency for Tua Tagovailoa, Patrick Mahomes, you know, those guys. That's who they have on their roster. I got my training certification in sports from them. Also, I went to New York University for global sports management, fundamentals of global sports management, to get my global sports management certification. So you're actually talking to a well-versed guy in the game. Plus, the experience that I have that's most valuable is just me putting my hands in the dirt, digging in the dirt, doing this myself. But I was getting it out of the mud. I got it out of the mud first, and then I went to school. So when I went to school, half the stuff they was already talking about, I was already well-versed on it. So you're talking to the right guy. That's why I charge you $600. I'm not doing this for free. I'm not doing it for $100. I'm not doing it for $300. Right now the current price is $600. But remember, today's price may not be tomorrow's price. That's why right now it says $600. But today's price may not be tomorrow's price. So, you know, it just depends on how I feel about what I'm doing. And that price is not going down. If anything, it'll be going up. I might be saying, well, you know, it's going to be $700 now. So right now it's $6. So I'm trying to leave it steady at $6. $600 to work with me. Shake my hand and let's do real business. It's not business unless money exchanges hands. It's not business unless money exchanges hands. So with that being said, we're going to go off into some music mix here while we're waiting on this draft to get underway. And actually, our first pick is in, so we're going to hold off on the music because our first pick is in. We're going to take punter, kicker out of Millsaps College, Taylor Russolino, the Arlington Renegades with the first pick of round one on day two, picks Taylor Russolino, punter, kicker, Millsaps College. And I think Millsaps might be like D3 or NAIA. I don't think they're D1. I think Millsaps is probably going to be more on the lines of D3 or NAIA. The DC Defenders with the second pick of round one, day two, Daniel Whelan, punter, Cal Davis. The DC Defenders first round second pick is going to be, well, the DC Defenders, they're picking second, and their first pick on day two is going to be punter Daniel Whelan, Cal Davis. DC Defenders select Daniel Whelan, punter Cal Davis, and the DC Defenders picked him second. They're picking second in this day two draft. So round one of the specialists is going like this here. Round one, pick one, goes to the Arlington Renegades, Taylor Russolino, punter, kicker, Millsaps College. The second pick is by the DC Defenders, Daniel Whelan, punter Cal Davis. The third pick by the St. Louis Battlehawks, Sterling Horfitcher, punter Syracuse. St. Louis Battlehawks with the third pick selects Sterling Horfitcher, punter Syracuse. With the fourth pick, Vegas Vipers pick Michael Carrizosa, punter, San Jose State. Again, the Vegas Vipers with the fourth pick of the first round pick Michael Carrizosa, punter, San Jose State. The Houston Roughnecks with the fifth pick select Hunter Duplessis, Texas San Antonio. He's a punter and a kicker. So, again, the Houston Roughnecks with the fifth pick select Hunter Duplessis, punter, kick. PK is place kicker, people. I'll correct that in a minute. Place kicker, Texas San Antonio. Orlando Guardians with the sixth pick select Jose Borregales, place kicker, Miami, Florida. Orlando Guardians with the sixth pick of the first round select Jose Borregales, place kicker, Miami, Florida. So going back to the top, let me clean up my information. On draft day two, round one, with the first pick, Arlington Renegades select Taylor Russolino, place kicker, Millsaps. The DC Defenders with the second pick select Daniel Whelan, punter, Cal Davis. With the third pick, the St. Louis Battlehawks select Sterling Horfitcher, punter, Syracuse. Vegas Vipers select Michael Carrizosa, punter, San Jose State. With the fifth pick, the Houston Roughnecks select Hunter Duplessis, place kicker, Texas San Antonio. With the sixth pick, the Orlando Guardians select Jose Borregales, place kicker, Miami, Florida. With the seventh pick, the San Antonio Brahmas select Rex Sunahara, long snapper, West Virginia. Again, with the seventh pick, the San Antonio Brahmas select Rex Sunahara, long snapper, West Virginia. Stand by. Let me scroll down my page because these picks are coming in fast. With the eighth pick, the Seattle Sea Dragons select Thomas Fletcher, long snapper, Alabama. Again, with the eighth pick, the Seattle Sea Dragons select Thomas Fletcher, long snapper, Alabama. The Seattle Sea Dragons also select, with the ninth pick, Seattle Sea Dragons select Cameron Nizialik, punter, Georgia. Again, with the ninth pick, the Seattle Sea Dragons select Cameron Nizialik, punter, Georgia. The San Antonio Brahmas with the 10th pick select John Parker Romo, place kicker, Virginia Tech. Again, the San Antonio Brahmas with the 10th pick select John Parker Romo, place kicker, Virginia. And we're now in the second round. We are now in the second round. So the 9th, the 10th, and 11th pick are for the second round. Again, second round starts off with the Seattle Sea Dragons with the 9th pick, Cameron Nizialik, punter, Georgia. San Antonio Brahmas with the 10th pick of the second round select John Parker Romo, Virginia Tech. On the board right now is the Orlando Guardians with the 11th pick of the second round. So we're waiting on that pick to come in. Yeah, it's exciting times. This draft is underway. This draft is underway. And like I said, you know, to all you street free agents out there that are and free agents out there that didn't get selected yet, you know, this is the draft was for you guys for the regular groups were yesterday. So right now they need their special teams guys right now. This is the special teamers day today. They're being celebrated today. Orlando Guardians with the 11th pick of the second round pick Tommy Ager, tight end. Oh, St. John's, Minnesota. So they are throwing in they are throwing mixing in those picks that they saved yesterday. They're throwing them in here in the open draft. So they look like they're open drafting for those 15 picks I was talking about right now. So they got Orlando Gardens with 11 picks of the open draft. They're picking Tommy Ager, tight end from St. John's, Minnesota. The Houston Roughnecks select Brian Curry, defensive end. Carnegie Mellon. Oh, that's great because Carnegie Mellon is like a D2 or a D3. It's good to see him get in there. Houston Roughnecks with the 12th pick of the second round is going on day two is going to pick Brian Curry, defensive end, Carnegie Mellon. Houston Roughnecks with the 12th pick of the second round select a defensive end from Carnegie Mellon, Brian Curry. So just letting you guys know, we already have a tight end that's been selected for the open draft. The Orlando Guardians select with the 11th pick of the second round, picked up Tommy Ager, tight end, St. John's, Minnesota. And the Houston Roughnecks picking up with the 12th pick of the second round, Brian Curry, defensive end, Carnegie Mellon. So what I'm thinking is that right now that's two. I said 15, so we've got about 13 opportunities left, you know, and like I said yesterday in the last round when they was going to be offensive linemen, the offensive front, a lot of these players, a lot of these teams, general managers and coaches and scouts, they said, you know, we're going to hold those spots because we may want to fill a hole with the skill position guy, defensive position guy, or whatever. So, you know, we they're picking them as well, right along with the special teams players. So, you know, we just keep your fingers crossed. That's really all you can do. But it's like I said, between 1,300 to 1,400 guys, and you're talking about like I say, right about now, about 13 more spots for the that I counted yesterday that teams can use for the open drafts. And then you know, then you got to kind of like hope that you get a call over the next few days between today and Monday that you'll get a call to get a camp contract, and they just pull you right out the draft pool. So, you know, it's a hope, but I'm just being honest. You know, they already put the numbers out there. They're bringing in 523 guys from camp, cutting 100 and something to narrow it down to 400. So, I mean, guys, it's just, you got to take care of your business. I'm trying to help you the best I can to get with me or somebody like me. If you don't get with me, fine. Get with somebody like me that can get you an IFL contract or get you playing somewhere so you can start competing for an IFL contract or trying to get your film to Hub Camp so you can compete and go up to the USFL. And again, to try to get you into the IFL at some point so you can be looked at by the XFL, you know, and trying to get everything done in this season free so you can have an opportunity to play at that level this spring rather than waiting all the way till next year. But even if you have to wait till next year, at least you're already in place. If you're already taking the steps, you're already in place to go to Hub Camp, you're already to go to the USFL, you're already in place to go to the IFL to get to the XFL. You just got to take the necessary steps immediately to be in place. Now, with that being said, we got a couple more picks in here. With the 13th pick of the second round, 13th pick of the second round, Vegas Vipers select Bailey Giffen, kicker out of Lamar. Again, with the 13th pick of the second round, the Vegas Vipers select Bailey Giffen, kicker, Lamar. And with the 14th pick of the second round, again, the 14th pick of the second round, the St. Louis Battlehawks select Donald Hageman, place kicker, San Diego State. All right, congratulations, Donald Hageman. He's a hometown guy here, San Diego State. So, again, the St. Louis Battlehawks with the 14th pick of the second round select Donald Hageman for San Diego State. With the 15th pick of the second round, the D.C. Defenders select Eric Lawson, tight end, East Carolina. With the 15th pick of the second round, the D.C. Defenders select Eric Lawson, tight end, East Carolina. So that knocks us down to about 12 open round picks. That's what I got. counting in my head. And we got the Arlington Renegades with the 16th pick of the second round. They're going to select Antonio Ortiz, long snapper, Texas Christian. Again, the Arlington Renegades with the 16th pick of the second round are going to select Antonio Ortiz, long snapper, Texas Christian. Arlington Renegades, again, with the 16th pick of the second round, select Antonio Ortiz, long snapper, Texas Christian. We're going into the third round. And this probably is going to go pretty quick. We got Arlington Renegades should be on the board with the 17th pick of the third round, So we're starting the third round. This is going to be the Arlington Renegades. Then it's going to be the D.C. Defenders, St. Louis Battlehawks, Vegas Vipers. And, uh-oh, we got some breaking news here. Marquette King has been selected. Everybody know who Marquette King is, the dancing punter. So we got Arlington Renegades with the 17th pick of the third round. They select Marquette King, punter, Fort Valley State. Again, Arlington Renegades select with the 17th pick of the third round, Marquette King, punter, Fort Valley State. With the 18th pick of the third round, the D.C. Defenders select Jacob Scum, Buffalo. Again, with the 18th pick of the third round, the D.C. Defenders select Jacob Scum, punter, Buffalo. With the 18th pick of the third round, the D.C. Defenders select Jacob Scum, or is that Shum? I don't want to mess his name up. I'm going to say, but it looks like it's Scum with an H, punter out of Buffalo. Again, with the 18th pick of the third round, the D.C. Defenders select Jacob Scum, punter, Buffalo. With the 19th pick of the third round, the St. Louis Battlehawks select Billy Taylor, long snapper, Rutgers. Again, with the 19th pick, third round, the St. Louis Battlehawks select Billy Taylor, long snapper, Rutgers. With the 20th pick of the third round, the Vegas Vipers select Higuera, long snapper, Tulsa. Again, with the 20th pick of the third round, the Vegas Vipers select Adam Higuera, long snapper, Tulsa. Let me go to my next page of data. Look like we got about four more picks of the third round, and that's going to be the end of this draft. So with the 21st pick of the third round is going to be the Houston Roughnecks, and they select Race Porter. Third round, the Houston Roughnecks select Race Porter, punter, Washington. With the 22nd pick of the third round, the Orlando Guardians select Andrew Ankle, punter, McKendree. With the 22nd pick of the third round, again, the Orlando Guardians select Andrew Ankle, punter, McKendree. With the 23rd third round, the San Antonio Brahmas select Brad Wing, punter, Louisiana State. Again, with the 23rd pick of the third round, the San Antonio Brahmas select Brad Wing, punter, Louisiana State. Congratulations, Brad Wing. You're a hometown guy. I'm from Louisiana, so congratulations to my Louisiana State brother, Brad Wing, punter. He's being selected as the 23rd pick of the third round by the San Antonio Brahmas. The Seattle Sea Dragons with the last pick of the specialist round, with pick number 24 the third round, they're going to select Brandon Ruiz, place kicker, Mississippi State. Again, with the 24th pick, third round, the Seattle Sea Dragons select Brandon Ruiz, place kicker, Mississippi State. Once again, with the last pick of the third round, pick number 24 the third round, the Seattle Sea Dragons pick Brandon Ruiz, place kicker, Mississippi State. So that seems to be the last pick of the XFL draft. Now, they did pick up three regular position type of guys. I think they pick up a tight end and I think two defensive ends. But, again, we're just trying to see. I'm just taking a look, just trying to see what's going to going to happen here. Nobody's on the clock. It looks like that may be it, unless they're going to go ahead and make some more free agent picks. Let's hope for some of you guys' sakes that they go ahead and fill up the rest of those. I think I said they had about 12 more positions I thought that they had out there. Let's see if they go ahead and start taking some people, filling in some gaps with those 12 people. I'm crossing my fingers for my guys, Shahan Williams, at The Real Shahan Williams on Twitter, at The Real Shahan on Twitter. That's at The Real SHA_HAUN, at The Real Shahan on Twitter. Defensive end out of Notre Dame College, had about 20-something sacks. Also had a USFL offer from the former Tampa Bay Bandits, but he foregoed that offer. And since then, the Tampa Bay Bandits have turned over to the Memphis Showboats. I did follow up to see if he didn't get drafted into the XFL, if that opportunity was still available for him to go to the Memphis Showboats under contract with the USFL. But currently that position does not exist, which is I really wish that he would have took that opportunity, because it was a contract, and we're still trying to wait now to see if he's going to get an opportunity. So, yeah, it's tough. It's tough when you try to make the best decision, but the sad part about life is no answer is the right answer, you know, because all roads can lead to the NFL. So it's just unfortunate this road right here looks like it's not currently at this state and time is not going to be the road for him through the XFL at this time. And that's just at this time. But I'm also crossing my fingers for Josh Jenkins, and that's at JTwice2Nice on Twitter, at JTwice2Nice on Twitter. And he's under Killer Whale, at JTwice2Nice on Twitter, Killer Whale. So if you type in either Killer Whale or at JTwice2Nice, that's Josh Jenkins, hybrid linebacker, safety out of Army West Point. He was in the XFL the last reboot with the DC Defenders. Spent time in camp with the LA Wildcats, got cut, sent home, got brought back to the active roster for the DC Defenders in the last XFL reboot. But when he came back up, he practiced for the whole week, getting ready to play on Saturday, and the COVID-19 hit, and that shut the whole league down. League went bankrupt, and now we have the new reboot with Danny Garcia and Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, and they've, with the investment of Redbird Capital, they've been able to relaunch XFL draft, XFL season 2023. So this is the third reboot of the XFL. So with that being said, The last pick of the draft was the Seattle Sea Dragons select Brandon Ruiz, and I believe he's a place kicker out of Mississippi State. Let me verify. Yes, that's correct. The Seattle Sea Dragons with the 24th pick of the third round selected Brandon Ruiz, place kicker, Mississippi State. Again, with the 24th pick of the third round, Seattle Sea Dragons select Brandon Ruiz, place kicker, Mississippi State. So I'm just looking around at the draft board, just trying to see what they're going to do. But I'm quite sure right now they're probably different people in the war rooms trying to figure out if they're going to bring on any more guys, like my two guys I just mentioned, Josh Jenkins and Shahan Williams, trying to see if they're going to bring those guys in with the pick. I know Shahan told me that he had been talking to a couple of the teams, and they were saying they were going to bring him in, but you know how that goes. Oh, yeah, we're going to bring you in. Then, you know, you wind up waiting around for a phone call over the next couple of days. You know, so by Monday, it'll all clear itself up. I'm still going to hold out some hope for my two guys, but, you know, I really don't worry about Josh Jenkins too much. We've been rolling a long time. He's played everything all the way from IFL all the way up. Only thing he hasn't done is lower level leagues and the NFL. But anything in the middle, he's already done. I'm talking about IFL, NAL, Cub Camp, AAF, XFL, CFL. He had an Arena One, AFL Arena One offer with the Albany Empire, which were the champs. He's done everything. So, you know, his resume is full, and he can actually walk away from this whole game and be held his head high and just say, I did everything. I just didn't get that NFL offer, didn't get that shot to work out for the NFL. But all hope is not lost, because he still can get a call. Still love opportunities out there. So it just depends on what he wants to do. For Shahan Williams, he's still young. He's still a young guy. I think he's no more than about 25, you know, somewhere up in there. So I think he's going to be all right. He's still got time. I think he's 25, no more than 26. So he's still got, I believe he's about 25, though. So he's still got at least 2 years left to try to chase this thing. So it's opportunities out there, guys. You just got to take the opportunities. And when somebody offers you a contract, sign the contract, because your contract is guaranteed. Like I tell a lot of guys, you know, my guys this year, they were like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to go and play for the IFL. Now, this is before the IFL partnered with the XFL. I don't want to play for the IFL because they're only paying like $225 a game, and I got a job at home, and I don't want to just be way out there just making $225 a game playing in the indoor football league. Well, that opportunity changed. Because now they're partnered with the XFL as their minor league component, so it makes all sense in the world now to sign it. And then he and one of my guys almost didn't get that opportunity. I had to beg the coach pretty much, said, "Hey man, go ahead on and take him. You know, he's a good kid. You know, sometimes these young guys, you know, they don't." They you know, they're looking at money versus opportunity versus the film versus this versus that, and they, you know, sometimes they can be a little hesitant on signing a contract to uproot themselves and go somewhere else for the opportunity. But like I tell all my young guys, hey, look, work going to always be here. Work is going to always be here. Work is going to be everywhere you go. If you want to work, you can find work. And one thing I say about myself, I've never had a problem finding a job. Even at the age I am right now, I've never had a problem finding a job. If you want to work, you can work anywhere. If you get an opportunity to go play in Wyoming or Billings, Montana somewhere, it's work out there for you. It's work. I mean, you may be on a ranch somewhere baling hay, stacking hay, you know, but it's work. And all work pay. Do what you got to do and get your film to move up. Got a young man right now. Shout out to Rashad Ridley, Rocket Red, at Rocket Red on Twitter. Rashad Ridley, at Rocket Red on Twitter. Look him up. He's playing right now for the Wyoming Mustangs. He's from San Diego, California, but he went to Wyoming to go play his professional football. They love him out there. They love him out there. He walk in the grocery stores. People want an autograph. They love him out there because that team, the Wyoming Mustangs, that's pretty much in that city, if I'm correct, that's their entertainment. They got football in Wyoming, indoor football in Champions Indoor Football League, indoor style football. They got that in Wyoming, and he's the star in Wyoming. And last I spoke to him, he had no intentions of trying to come back. Because he has his own celebrity right there where he at. And, you know, he's going to make his opportunity right there in Wyoming. Because he feels like, what? I can always get back to San Diego, California, because it ain't going nowhere. And he's still trying to figure out his opportunity. But what would be the plan for him? Play there one more year. Let's move you up to the Indoor Football League, and let's move you on up to the XFL workout. Stay in place, guys. All you got to do is stay in place. Stay in place for your opportunity. Time is 9:09 a.m., and you are listening to the Stokers of Beer Radio Show, XFL Special Draft Event War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? And that's a reality right now for a lot of guys, for about anywhere from 13 to a little over 1,400 guys. That is a reality right now. Why am I still on the draft board? after you've waited 6 months, 6 months for this opportunity, 6 months for this draft to take place, why are you still on the draft board? That's a legitimate question. I get it. We're going to go off into our music mixing so I can take a station break. But stand by. Man, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. Right now, we're our topic for today is War Room. Why am I still on the draft board day two? This event will allow street free agents that receive draft invitations for the 2023 XFL Draft Pool to express their emotions in a 15-minute interview regarding the wait to be drafted. It will allow them to consider if their invitation was legit or fraud, allows them to express why they should already be drafted, allows them to express the joy of being drafted for a camp opportunity, and allows them to express why they should get a free agent camp contract to compete for a roster spot. So War Room is our XFL Draft Day special event. This is day two of the XFL draft. They currently made their final pick of the draft, and that final pick was a place kicker out of Mississippi State. So right now they should be in the open draft. They should have had about 11 more spots, 11 to 12 spots left for the open draft. So we're just trying to see what they're going to do, how they're going to do that. And we'll get back to it, just trying to figure out what they're going to do. They currently haven't made any more picks since the last guy that placed kicker, the young man that placed kicker out of Mississippi State. They're currently showing him as the last pick on the board. So they're doing open drafting, so maybe guys are just going to be getting phone calls. I'll leave the website up for now, but look like guys are just going to be getting phone calls. You know, I guess if they get an opportunity to in the open draft system. So I mean, we'll see. I mean, I'm just standing by. You know, I thought they were going to live stream this event, so we kind of like know more about what's going on in real time, but it's been more like more Twitter and more, Twitter, different media outlets that's doing their own live stream. You got a lot of guys like myself who just wanted to take part in the draft, and whatever listening audience you have, whether it's regional, national, international, you know, I have a global listening audience, so My audience can listen from anywhere, because I'm on Blog Talk, so Blog Talk is global. I like to have a global platform, speaking of which I'm going to be promoting here real soon through AFI, American Football International Review, with my good friends Dan McKenzie and Roger Kelly. I'm going to be promoting my show on their newsletter, so people can around the globe can know more, have more access to me as far as information. You know, a lot of times you have these shows, and if you don't advertise them in the right place, the football community overseas don't really know that you're here unless they're scrolling through looking for internet sports talk shows. But I want to have a more direct access, a more direct marketing, rather, with a global audience. I want to market this show directly to a global audience so they can know everything that's going on in American-style football. So I'm going to be using American Football International Review for that. And I'm also going to be going to my local college radio station and buying some time, advertising time, you know, do about a month at a time of advertising on Jazz 88.3, because we're going to be going to a jazz format. You know, we're going to add jazz into our format. So I want to make it appropriate for the jazz station. Right now we do a lot of hip hop beats, but I'm probably going to just totally change the format to jazz, especially when I try to pitch to them to carry my show a couple times a week, at least once a week, to carry my show on air. So I'm trying to improve the show, make some show improvements and everything like that, and stuff of that nature. Across the monitor, we got just -3, Sunday, 1 Eastern. Mac Jones says he went through full audit of his play during the bye week. So it sounds like Mac Jones is taking responsibility of his of him getting better so he can make the team better by basically, you know, taking a, you know, policing himself, going through a full audit of who he is as a player and what he's doing on the field to make him better. and that's a good thing. Also on the team, also on the monitor, impact of the head coach Joe Mazzulla in first season with the Celtics, seeking 9th straight playoff appearance, first in the Eastern Conference. So they're talking about the impact of head coach Joe Mazzulla for the Celtics since Ime Udoka got relieved of his duty. Ime Udoka got relieved of his duty, so they're trying to see, I guess, what the new coach, Coach Mazzulla, is going to do with the team. But, I mean, that team is already in place, already poised to go on to the Eastern Conference Finals and definitely to the playoffs. Bears at Falcons -3.5. Falcons -3.5 Sunday, 1 Eastern on Fox. Justin Fields has the most rushing yards of any quarterback, 749. Says he's tapering back in practice because his legs feel heavy. Justin Fields has the most rushing yards of any quarterback, 749 rushing yards. Says he's tapering back in practice because his legs feel heavy. So, yeah, but they got the Falcons over, you know, projected to win -3.5 in Vegas over the Bears. Marcus Mariota in Atlanta, he is playing some good football. So I think that they'll be able to pull that off against the Bears. The Bears just got it next year. Need to start adding some more pieces around Claypool and the quarterback, Justin Fields. They just got to add more pieces. I'll be selling off some more stuff across the monitor because it looks like this draft is has stalled for a minute, I guess, with some of the picks. I guess until they get 523 guys in the camp. I know they said like yesterday they were putting in about 320 to 323 guys, something like that. They just said he's going to put in 323 yesterday, and then how, you know, then they pulled in, you know, X amount of guys today. So they probably still, you know, going to fill those last spots. Maybe guys like my two guys, Shahan Williams and Josh Jenkins, they should be probably getting a call. Because I'm thinking theoretically to get to 523, they should still have another 100 spots that they're going to try to fill. So let's say it's eight teams, eight goes into 100, about. So let's say each team is probably going to have about 11 picks. And I think I heard something about that yesterday. A young man I talked to on Twitter, I think he was saying inside the scoop told him that each team was going to still have like 11 more to choose from. And the thing about that is they don't have to use those 11 picks. But, I mean, let's just say 100 of you guys out there, which still ain't a whole lot. I mean, you're talking about anywhere from 1,300 to 1,400 guys at the end of the day when this whole thing is over with between now and Monday. If you hadn't got a call between now and Monday, you're probably not going to get a call. So we'll just say we'll start counting it down from now, Thursday to Monday. Definitely Thursday to Thursday. Let's just say Thursday to Thursday. The next 7 days, if you don't get a call, you're probably not going to get a call. And next Thursday is Thanksgiving. So if you don't get a call by the 23rd, you're probably not going to get a call. You're probably not going to get a call. Because on the 23rd is, you know, the slim chance of Thanksgiving Eve, 24th. So let's say by the 22nd. Let's say by Tuesday, if you hadn't got a call, and that's why I said Monday in the first place. So let's just go back to Monday. If you hadn't got a call by Monday on the 21st, you're probably not going to get that call. I'm not saying you're not going to get it. I'm just saying you're probably not going to get a call. Because it's going to be pretty much a wrap. Because I know last year those contracts started coming out right after Thanksgiving up until right before Christmas. So they, you know, they got 523 contracts they got to prepare and everything like that to get you prepared to get out there after Christmas to get in camp. So, you know, it's time for all you guys. They got an opportunity. I was looking at the fact that Marquette King, he got back in there. Marquette King, I think they say he's out of Fort Valley State, but he got back in there and everything like that. So, I mean, it's just crazy. He got his opportunity again through the XFL route. He's gonna take this XFL, right? I can't remember if he was in the USFL or not last year. But Marquette King is back on the football field, taking this XFL opportunity to work his way back up. There's some free agent stuff. I want to just let you know that FCF tryouts are going on Sunday, December the 11th in Los Angeles, Sunday, January 8th in Atlanta, Saturday, January 28th in Orlando, and Saturday, February 25th in Houston. If you go back and listen to this episode, you can hear me having some additional information. I'll advertise that as I promote the post, this post on Twitter and everything like that. But I just want to say, you know, it's 9:31 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. That's WBEST, and I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. The XFL draft is seeming to be over with. Look like the players, look like these teams may have, each team may have about 11 picks to pull out of the draft pool, to pull those guys out of the draft pool and XFL draft pool, so they can pull, look like they can pull 11 more guys. Again, they don't have to pull 11 more. They may pull two, three, or four more. I don't know. All I know is the numbers are coming to camp is like about 523, 528, and they're going to cut that down to 400. So, you know, I just tell everybody, you know, take advantage of these other opportunities. Like I'm talking about fan control football, I just gave you the dates. Get out there, perform in Georgia, and then, you know, get out there, compete on TV in Georgia. They got an NBCLX platform. I was able to work with NBCLX last year to get my guy on the fan-controlled people's pregame show for fan-controlled football. And that same young, the same gentleman, he was able to go on to go into the championship game, the People's Championship. Yes, one of my clients won the People's Championship in Atlanta, Georgia for fan-controlled football. So I'm proud of that. Then on top of that, all my other guys were in the playoffs. So I had about five guys out there. One guy, unfortunately, he was hurt. He wound up getting sent home before the playoffs. But I had one guy as a reserve there during the playoff pitcher to be picked up by any team in case anybody went down. Then I had another four guys actively on the field. There was Jacob Ayoub, offensive lineman, out of Amherst with the Board 8 Football Club. He went to the championship and also had an appearance on the People's Pregame Show. I had Big Nate Bresson, out of Stonehill College. And he went to the same school as Andrew Jamil. Andrew Jamil just got drafted in the XFL draft, I think, by the Orlando Guardians on yesterday. But he was out there with Andrew Jamil, or A.J. Jamil, I forgot his name, but Jamil, the wide receiver in fan control football who got drafted for the XFL yesterday. My guy went to the same college. Nate Bresson and Jamil went to the same college, Stonehill College, and Nate Bresson was in the playoffs last year with, I think he was with, it wasn't Aoki, it might have been I can't remember what team he was with. It was eight teams in that league. I can't remember who he went to the playoffs with, but he was there. Andre Sims, Alabama Crimson Tide practice squad player. He was there with them during their national championship year when they beat Clemson. So there's Andre Sims, and he was with, if I'm correct, he was with Aoki. He played with Aoki in the playoffs and everything. He sprung a big block for Mitch Kidd to get them in the playoffs. So Andre Sims, he was in fan control football. And then Big Henry Kellogg, he was in fan control football as well. I think he was with Knights of Deegan, KOD, Knights of Deegan in the playoffs. And actually Henry Kellogg turned 23 years old in the playoffs on the football field. So he turned 23 years old, you know, in the playoffs. So he was there. And he came out of a JUCO college, So then that's College of DuPage, a JUCO college in Illinois. So he was out there. So I had five guys in the playoff picture, one guy in the championship in fan control football. So I had five opportunities to have one of my guys come out of there with a tip. had five opportunities for one of my guys to come out of there with a chip. And so, you know, if you go back and listen to this episode, I got a lot of episode in the first part of the hour for fan control football, information like that, what you need to do and everything like that. But since I said I would read it again, I'm going to just be fair and read it again so I can, you know, time stamp it. Hold on. Stand by. So Fan Control Football Season 3 recruitment is, it says, what is the FCF? If you haven't heard of us, Fan Control Football is a professional football league, and as it sounds, fan control. Fans draft the players and call the plays. Yes, really. This is a real sports league with real players, controlled by real fans, and the teams are owned by celebrities like Marshawn Lynch, Quavo, D-Strong, Richard Sherman, Tiki and Rondé Barber. All games will be played in downtown Atlanta, Georgia, in a state-of-the-art facility where fans can interact with players, content, and team owners. What type of professional football players is the FCS looking for? Exciting, new tech-savvy professional football league seeking well-conditioned, multi-skilled players with high football IQs who are passionate about the game of football. Veterans, undrafted rookies, from Division II, Division I, II, III, and NAIA, as well as international professionals. You may be a professional player not currently in the NFL, CFL, XFL, or a potential professional who has taken an unconventional. Players will be provided significant media exposure, as we currently enjoy media rights partnerships with Twitch, NBCLX, FuboTV, and DAZN internationally. We are also aggressively pursuing broader international distribution rights opportunities. Players, stand by, let me get you the dates again. Players that are interested in playing can register here, and I have the link if you want to DM me on Twitter for more information and how to work with me on this and anything else. You can DM me at Ferran Sports on Twitter. That's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports altogether on Twitter. And direct message me for the link for the tryout. But anyway, Sunday, December 11th in Los Angeles is a tryout. Sunday, January 8th in Atlanta is a tryout. Saturday, January 28th in Orlando is a tryout. And Saturday, February 25th in Houston is a tryout. Again, Sunday, December 11th, Los Angeles. Sunday, January 8th, Atlanta. Saturday, January 28th, Orlando. Saturday, February 25th in Houston. They're going to be doing fan control football tryouts. So, again, if you want more information on how I work with fan control football and any other pro-developmental football film leagues, which will lead you to an opportunity to hub camp for the USFL and to IFL for the XFL opportunity, all you have to do is DM me at Ferran Sports on Twitter. That's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. After I go off air, I'm going to be doing one more post letting you know again that all is not lost. If you did not get a call at this current time, it's a possibility you still may get a call. It's a possibility that you may not get a call. But all I'm going to say is this right here. Just get yourself some insurance by partnering with someone like me or partnering with myself to work with me is $600. I can let you do two installments, put down $300, and I'll start doing a little bit of work, but you have 30 days to get the other $300 back to me with the five-day grace period. So if I don't have the other $300 in 35 days, I immediately stop doing any work, and you have to start back over from scratch with a fresh $600. So you don't lose $300. If you're going to do installments, do three, and then do your other three in 30 days with a five-day grace period if you need it. But if you have all the money up front, I suggest you do it that way so I can get to work and go ahead on and get you do my best to try to get you a camp contract in one of the pro-developmental leagues, like, let's say, for instance, Champions Indoor Football League, which is the same style of football as the IFL indoor football league. I can get you in fan control football. As I just told you, all my players that played in fan control last year are currently playing for IFL teams, so they'll still get their XFL look. I can get you in the hub camp, as well as I can get you into the National Arena League as well. We do have other leagues up under that, like the American West Football Conference and Arena Football Association. We have those leagues, American Arena League as well. We have those organizations too. That's kind of like some of the lower marketing budgets, but film is film. I can get you there if we need to get that film. Film is film, so we'll get you. We can get you down there, but I try to keep it right above that, right at the NAL, National Arena League, Hub Camp, Champions Indoor Football League, Fan Control Football League, Indoor Football League. That's the route. If you work with me for the $600, what I'm going to do is take your film and try to immediately get to an IFL opportunity. I'm going to try to immediately get to an IFL opportunity so you can be in line to be looked at by the XFL, which is their partner, and the IFL is the minor league partnership for the XFL. So that's a great thing. If I can get you in the hub camp as well, I can get you in the hub camp so your data will be up in their system. So if anybody goes down in USFL camp, or they're considering doing a USFL draft, which is, that's rumored, the USFL is going to be possibly doing a draft as well. But that's hearsay right now, but it's a possibility that could happen. But your data will be stored by Hub in case they want to go in there and see who has Hub camp worked out to invite for their draft pool or to invite into camp. Your data is in their database. And I have multiple guys that have done Hub Camp that is in their database. And hopefully those guys, even before the partnership was made with the USFL here recently, hopefully those guys' data will still be considered as relevant to send to the USFL to see if they want to put them in their draft pool or if they want to invite them to camp, give them a contract and invite them to camp. So I'm highly taking your sports career off the couch, putting you in the game, taking you out of the gym, putting you on the football field so you can actually be competing and getting film. I'm the right guy to talk to. You just got to be willing to shake my hand and let's do business. And there is no business unless money exchanges hands, unfortunately. Money needs to exchange hands. Now, if you want to be one of these guys that say, I'm going to just sit back and wait, you know, again, here we go with this waiting again. So let's just say it's 100 spots. Let's say this open draft, not on, you know, it's going to be just basically, you know, 11 spots per team. Okay, if it's 11 spots per team for the open draft, where they're just going to be trying to plug in some holes, these teams, again, are not obligated to fill those spots. They are not obligated to do it. They're probably going to have about 11 picks to do that if they need to fill some holes up until a certain time. But the mark is already set. They're only bringing in 528 off the top of my head to camp. That's that. And then they're cutting 100 and something to them to narrow it down to 400 to be on the active roster when the season kicks off. So if you want to play the waiting game, all I ask is you to look at the numbers and play the numbers game. Look at the numbers. Make it make sense for you. What should you be doing? Should you be waiting around for a phone call and waiting around in hope when you can actually have something that's tangible to be working with? Me, myself, if I was a football player, I'm like, well, if the IFL is partnered up with the XFL, I'm going to try to be do whatever I got to do to put myself in line for an IFL contract, or at least put it like this. If I can get an IFL contract on first crack, great. But if not, I'm going to play in one of these other leagues and keep getting film so I can get me an IFL contract so the XFL can look at me and possibly bring me up if somebody gets hurt, because they are partnered with – the XFL is partnered with the IFL. That's a fact. On the other side of that, you save your money, save your travel budget, hotel budget, save your money up so you can be able to get to Hub Camp here in San Diego, because I think on February 23rd, they're going to be doing a padded scrimmage, padded light scrimmage, you know, in February. So you need to be contacting me about that so I can get your film over there to them. At the same time, you need to have a budget for that. You really need to have about, you know, get with your parents, put together you a nice budget of about $3,000. that'll take care of my fees for the work with me and my system, and hub opportunities included in that system if they select you. But just for me to try to send, for me to use my relationship with the people that run hub, like I said, you got to be already in my system. I'm not just going to send your film over there. You got to be working with me already for the 600, and then whatever fees they charge for you to go out there and work out for them, that's their fees. But I can do my, I can use my relationship to get you selected, because you just can't go to hub. You got to be good to go. So what I'm trying to explain to you guys, you know, you need to have about $3,000 to $5,000 as a street free agent saved up at all time, because opportunities come, but you have to pay for the opportunity. Because we out here in sports management and all these different agencies and stuff, it requires fees. Now, if you are in it, now if you're dealing with an NFLPA certified agent, you know, he can't charge you anything. Definitely while you're in your draft season. Now, I don't know how it works when you get out of your draft season. Most NFLPA guys, they focus on college kids. They don't really focus on free agents. Once they lost money on you, they usually don't invest anything else. So, if anything, they'll wait around. If you get lucky and get an opportunity, they'll still represent you when it comes down to talking and negotiating with a team at, when it comes time for that type of thing like that. So, with that being said, all I'm saying is that you guys got to have a budget. Quit thinking that opportunity is going to be out here and people are going to keep dumping cash into you. After you graduate college and you're out of your NFL draft season, the mandatory stipulation of people paying money for your training, paying for your meals, travel, that's over with. You're not in your draft year anymore. If you didn't get drafted to the NFL and you're looking for an opportunity, you're what they call a street free agent. If you didn't get up on the NFL draft board, I call it a street free agent because you don't have any affiliation with the NFL. You was never in camp. Now, if you were in camp, you are a free agent. That's an NFL term. You're a free agent as far as football go because you was in NFL camp. Or if you was in a camp in the CFL, you were a Canadian Football League CFL free agent because you were actually in camp with the CFL. If you haven't done either one of those things, you are just a street free agent, meaning you didn't get drafted, you didn't go to camp, you're on the street. You're a street free agent. So, you know, and I in my system, I don't even count the three-day workout. You know, the little three-day workout they bring you in, the little two-day, three-day, local day workout, I don't even count that. You're still a street free agent because you didn't get to camp. So if you weren't actually in camp or a higher-level regional combine, I don't put the free agent tag on you. I say you're a street free agent. And that's not to say that you don't count. You count. But it's just I try to separate my terminology of where you're at professionally from the NFL, CFL to just a regular street free agent that's looking for work. And most of you guys that are street free agents, you was going to need to start off in the indoor football league anyway. Indoor Football League, Champions Indoor Football League, National Arena League, Fan Control Football League, that's where you get your start at. Some of you guys will have to start lower than that. You have to go, like I said, to the Arena Football Association, American West Football Conference, and American Arena League. You know, you might have to go down that way. And I say that because the budgets are a little bit different. The budgets work a little bit different down there. That's like I used to rank it as like Arena 1, 2, and 3. Arena 1, 2, 3, and then Independence. But whatever the case may be, you can get film anywhere as long as you got film. Keep getting film wherever you got to play at. Keep getting film. Even if you're playing semi-pro. Even if you're playing semi-pro, keep getting film. Just keep getting your film. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and close this show out. We got about 10 minutes left. For those of you just tuning in, this is the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Time on deck is 9:49 a.m., and it is 66 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny in San Diego, California. Today's topic was War Room. Why am I still on the draft board? Day two. War Room was our XFL draft days, day one and two special event, to where street free agents that had an XFL draft pool invitation could call in to the show and vent on about why they have not selected me, basically. Why am I still on the draft board? So that was what this event was all about. With that being said, We're going to go ahead and close the show out. Today is Thursday. It's my Friday, so I'll be off tomorrow. Thank God. I can take a couple of days off and come back on Monday morning fresh. But this has been an exciting 2 days for the XFL draft. For those of you that got drafted, congratulations. For those of you that didn't get drafted, all hope is not lost. Just contact me at area code 619-655-1581 or direct message me at Ferran Sports on Twitter. And that's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D Sports, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, all together, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. And it's $600 to work with me. Currently, I'm letting you do it in two installments, 300 down, 330 days with the 5-day grace period. If you don't have the 300 back in 35 days, then you got to start over from scratch. But it is a $600 fee to work with me. I'm highly successful at what I do. Let me get you off the couch. Let me put you in the game. So with that being said, get your COVID booster shots. Keep your mask on. It's flu season. Get your flu shot. Again, it's flu season. COVID-19 is still running rampant. Monkeypox is still out there. So keep your hands washed. Watch your contact with people. If you're in crowded spaces, keep your mask on. Be love, not hate. Be light, not darkness. Pray for peace around the world. Pray for the war in Ukraine to stop. Pray for the Ukrainian soldiers and the people over there. Pray for the Russian soldiers that don't want to be fighting this war anyway, and the ones that they're trying to draft to go and fight this war. Pray for the Russian guys, too. Pray for peace around the world. Pray for Brittany Griner. They still currently don't know her location, and she's been transported to a penal colony, and they don't know where her lawyers in the State Department, U.S. State Department, does not know where she is currently, from my understanding. But pray for her and pray for her family during this holiday season, because she's absent, and I know this, you know, I don't know from experience because I've never been through nothing like this before, but it can't feel good to know that your loved one is in a country in jail, in a penal colony, and you don't know where she is during the holidays, and you don't know when she'll get released. So pray that the United States comes up with the to get her freed, whether it's through negotiations or whether it's by force. Pray that they figure out something to get Brittany Griner home. Also pray for just pray for everybody around the world. I had lost my train of thought, but just pray for everybody around the world, especially during this holiday season, and just let peace be amongst us all. With that being said, again, be light, not darkness. Be love, not hate. This has been the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I am Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. And I'm going to be doing at least one post after I get off air for this XFL draft pool day two finale. I'll be putting out some information on video on my Twitter page, on my Twitter thread, so just be looking out for that. With that being said, we're going to set black, fade all. Have a great day.